Awesome. Hello, this is Steve Smith with Metalheads Forever. I'm with David from Impending Doom. How are you doing today, David?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
Awesome, awesome. It's good to always talk to someone like you on our show and our magazine. It's always nice. So tell us.
Thank you for having me.
No problem. So tell us about the new album. Like, how long has it been since you guys been in the studio? Since you've been touring and all that. How is it like to go back to the studio to create a new album?
We took a bunch of time off to kind of regroup our thoughts. So when we started writing this album, it was a lot of fun getting back into the groove of it, and it made us, you know, miss it a lot more. And going into the studio with Chris Ack, who we did our first album with, it kind of was nostalgic and brought out a lot of vibes from our earlier years with writing and recording. So yeah, that was kind of the goal, and the atmosphere going into this one was kind of trying to capture some old school Impending Doom with the new school, and also just you know, getting back at it after taking like a 5-year break.
It must be awesome to be in the studio and all that, because it seems like, you know, you probably guys feel refreshed getting back in the studio after taking 5 years and all that. It must be like probably a good way to rejuvenize yourself, I guess you can say, like bring back the energy to the studio.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, when we decided to take a little break and to just relax at home for a few years, none of us wanted to really play shows or write music or do anything with each other, just because we've, you know, up to that point, we spent like 10 years together on the road, you know, 10 months out of the year, always on tour together, sleeping, you know, 2 feet away from each other, playing shows every night. And all that is awesome, and I wouldn't trade it for the world. But after 10 years, you know, it kind of takes its toll on you, and you start missing family, and, you know, it affects relationships and stuff. So everyone kind of, we got a nice little break. Some people popped out some babies. Some people got married. And now we're going right back at it and feeling better than ever.
That is awesome to hear. I bet a lot of the fans, like, are so excited for Impending Doom to come out. Like, so many, like, I've been seeing on reviews and all that from the band, the fans are really excited for the new album. What do you think where the passion comes from for the band, where it comes from the fans, the passion?
I think us not putting anything out for 5 years kind of has people going crazy, because usually bands put out an album every 2 years, so we've kind of, you know, doubled and then some on the time break in between albums. So people are, you know, going nuts, wanting to hear what we've been up to. And, you know, we have a really loyal fan base that, they get crazy. They're all about it. You know, they got our logos and symbols tattooed on them, and they're diehards. And we love our fan base, and those, you know, diehards, this album's for you guys. And, sorry it took so long, but, you know, we don't want to just put out, you know, the first thing that comes to, you know, comes to our minds. We don't want to work hard on it. And especially after 5 years, we don't want to put out a whatever album. You know, we want to make sure it's well worth the wait. And, so far everyone's been digging the songs that are out. So, yeah, we're excited.
Yeah, I believe the two singles get out now is Everything's Fake and The Wretched and Goddess, correct?
Yes.
Tell us more about how the recording process was around this time. Like, is it a lot easy for you guys to be in the studio a lot more since you've been doing this for such a long time? Or is it more complications since you guys are so fixing your ways that you guys want to go beyond what people expect of you in the studio?
I think the only hard part was the scheduling of it all. Is we're all so busy outside, doing stuff outside of the band, to where in the past, you know, when we go record, we go to a studio for, you know, a month and a half, and we record every single day for 10 to 12 hours. And, you know, at the end of a month, you have a completed album. It just has to, you know, go get mixed and mastered or whatever. But that's how, you know, most bands do it, and that's how we used to do it. But, you know, since we took time off, everyone is, you know, we have other careers and other things going on and families, and, you know, we all want to be home every night and stuff like that. So, you know, we recorded instead of 7 days a week for 12 hours a day, we were doing 2 to 3 days a week for 6 hours a day. So it was way less. So instead of being able to finish an album in a month, you know, it took, we were in the studio for 4 or 5 months. It took quite a long time. And then we were tweaking things and changing things and doing all that. But, other than that, it wasn't really hard. We've done this so many times that we know how to do it. And we went with, Chris Eck. We did our first record, because we wanted it to sound more natural. We wanted it to sound more raw and, dirty and not super polished. Like, you know, Chris is an amazing engineer. He can make anything sound polished and perfect, but our first album didn't, because that's how we wanted it to sound. And so we kind of went back to him this time wanting to recapture that, like, you know, any little feedback or noises or whatever, like we wanted that to be in there. We wanted it to be just, you know, real and angry sounding. So we thought, who better to go with?
Oh, that sounds like the fans are definitely going to love that. I know so many of your fans love that raw energy from the first album, and they really want to, like, hear it again. Definitely. Yeah. And so you guys have, like, a specific niche in the deathcore and metalcore scene right now, that has been fantastic. Like, all the fans have nothing but positive things to say, that your music is so brutal, yet has such a positive message. Do you think with that, like, such a question, with a positive message, is a good niche to fill in the metal community?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think there's tons of negativity in the metal community, and I mean, any community, for that matter. But, you know, yeah, there's always I think it's good to have a positive message with the brutal music. That's always been our goal from day one. But I mean, I feel like we get the best of both worlds. Like, we have a really strong Christian following, and then we have probably just as equally as strong, if not more, of a secular following that doesn't believe what we believe in, or just frankly doesn't care. And that's fine. They just like the music, and that's cool too, you know? So, you know, yeah, I like the little niche that we're in. Yeah, I think we just get the best of both worlds as far as fans come.
See, that's awesome to hear, because believe me, like, a lot of fans, you know, most people hear metal, they think of on, like, the evil side of the genre. Fortunately, they never think that metal would be positive.
Yeah, no, exactly. Yeah, there's tons of that, and a lot of the dark stuff that other bands, you know, write about or whatever, it's not even real, you know. I mean, it's stories, or it's, you know, imagination things that they're singing about, and that's cool. But, you know, there's lots of people out there who are like, oh, I like this because it's brutal and killing and hacking up body parts or whatever you want. But, you know, those people writing those songs, they're not doing that. They're not out there committing murders and everything. You know, it's like a horror film at that point, you know, and that's cool. I listen to that kind of music. I dig it. Yeah, no, but I think we got a good little spot that we're in.
That's awesome. I believe that, you know, every community, when it comes to music posts, would definitely have a niche for everyone. And a lot of people are saying, like, with your modification, like, you guys feel that nice Christian metal niche very well. Because, you know, a lot of people can't believe, like, I have a friend that just listened to you guys recently, and like, oh, these guys are so brutal, I know. And they, like, they're so positive, too. They just loved it. They just thought that was such a great combination. And with that niche, do you feel like that is, like, with being a very positive metal band, has it been hearing a lot of feedback from the fans, having the positive energy and all that, as they say, has became like a kind of like a part of their way to worship in a certain way, would you say?
Yeah, no, for sure. Yeah, I think people come to our shows and get that feeling and get that out of themselves at the shows, for sure. I've heard people tell us that.
That's awesome to hear. That's awesome. Now, with all the you know, you guys been around for such a long time, what is the biggest obstacle you can say to anyone that you've experienced as a band?
I don't know. I mean, being on tour is a big obstacle because you run into problems all the time. I mean, we've been fortunate enough to where we never really have had problems with band members. Really, we're all best friends. But I mean, when you're on the road, you run into financial hurdles. Your band will break down. Your trailer will bust an axle, or this or that will happen. That'd probably be the hardest thing, but we were always blessed to really not have too many of those problems, or when we did, they would kind of get taken care of, we'd do really well at the next show or something like that, and it would kind of help soften the blow of some sort of things, but other than that, no, nothing really. I wouldn't say there'd be any really giant hurdles.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Like, you guys, guys are best friends, and that must really make the music recording process and writing so much easier, as you guys have such, such great, experience with each other and have done so much with each other. It must really make the music more personal for you guys being best friends making music like that.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And it was really easy to write this album, mainly because we went into it not having any, pressure of, oh, man, we got to write, the super amazing record, and it has to sell this much, and we have to get on, all these big, big tours, and we got to get our name out there or whatever. That's how every band thinks, and that's how we used to think when we used to tour all the time. But now that we don't tour and we kind of make our own rules and play where we want to play and do how we want to do, we really just wrote this album, how it came out. It was fun to write it like it was in the old days, and we liked the music that it, that was coming out, and at the same time, we could tell our fans were going to like it. And that doesn't really happen a lot of times when other bands write music, they'll either write it for themselves, the members, which is a good thing to always do, but usually when you do that, you kind of have, this feeling like, oh, I really like this, but, oh man, our fans are going to hate it. They're going to eat us alive. This is really cool, but it's just different. We kind of have, I don't know, at least with this album, we wrote it and go, man, we love this record and our fans are going to love it too. We didn't go soft. We didn't go experimental and try to do some weird things or whatever. It's brutal and pissed off the whole time. And, that's what our fans like. And, we can't wait for it to come out and everyone to hear it.
That's awesome. Thank you so much once again for letting us, letting Metalheads Forever do this interview. You guys are such nice guys, and we love your music to death. It's one of the best music we ever heard in a long time.
Awesome. I love hearing that, man. Thank you.
No problem. Now, one more question before I let you go, because I want to make sure you get some time to rest in between interviews, I bet.
Right on.
What would you say with fans and new fans and older fans, what would be the key elements you say that will attract them back to this album to go out and buy it and put it on repeat? What are the key elements you think will make them want to blast this so beyond the Despo levels?
What reasons for them to do it? I think they'll compared to past things.
Oh yeah, compared to like your previous releases, like how do you think it stands up to the previous releases with the fans?
Well, I think it's heavier. It's just more like in your face and aggressive and angry. Some of our past records, they have those aspects to them too, but I feel like it's more polished and more watered down. This one's just more like in your face and turn it up loud, and it's gonna blow out your speakers, and it's just really heavy.
Oh, see, now you hear that, everyone? You definitely want to blast this. You know, if you listen to Impending Doom, I can tell your neighbors gonna be listening to them too.
Oh yeah, for sure, the whole neighborhood.
Thank you so much for being on the show once again. We do appreciate it. I hope you have a wonderful weekend, by the way, dude.
Thank you, and thank you for having me. I hope you have a wonderful weekend, too.
Thank you so much. You have a wonderful day.
All right, you too.